Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to a completely packed Shout Out.
It's all about Western Pride.
Well, nearly.
I put the shout out mic in some rather interesting places.
Not all Western Pride. We have some news, views, music and events.
Nearly all Western Pride.
Yeah. I'm Andy Shorten.
I'm Steffi Barnett. Come
That's
on, move
mine,
on.
Are you?
We're running late.
And this is Shout Out. Oh, sorry about that.
It was a rather hectic beginning.
Yeah, the joys of being a tech that looks after the station at the same time. You know, like 30 seconds to go live on your own show and you're still fixing the desk from where it blew up before. So anyway, hello.
Nice. A blow up with no smoke.
Yeah, no smoke, no sound cards getting... It crashed earlier, we rebooted it in short, so I won't bore you with the details.
Don't please.
No. How was Western Pride?
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah. I mean, the weather could have been better, but the rain kept off until late afternoon, so that was good.
Yeah.
The atmosphere, as usual, Western Pride, superb, very family-orientated. The acts love it because of that.
Tara's here as well. She's got
the sinking feeling.
Just found the button on the chair. The base go up and down. She just literally crashed to the floor. That's very off-putting when you're live on air.
My chair degassed without any touching of knobs.
Oh, did it? There's a spare one there. I don't know if we sound any different on air, but if you aren't aware, we're broadcasting from Studio 2 at the moment because we're having a refurb in Studio 1 again. So a different studio.
Yes.
It's very small and very hot in here.
I don't usually sit on your lap, do I?
No. You're far too heavy.
It's uncomfortable, Andy.
You two are too close together. I don't like it. Fight could start.
No, we wouldn't fight, honestly.
No, I know, but you know,
everyone worries. If we're nice to each other on air, everyone gets quite worried, don't they, Steffi?
They do, yeah. It's a hate-love relationship.
Love, mostly love. Yeah, you love me really. Yeah.
Do I?
Most of the time.
Oh, that's what you keep putting in the script, that I love you. That's true. Yes, it says here I love Andy. That's it. Or is it Andrew when you're naughty?
Isn't that your lines you have to write out several hundred times just to get in your head?
Yeah, talking of lines, you said my line top of show.
Well, that's because you weren't moving on.
You wrote them.
You weren't moving on quick enough, so I just went straight over the top of you.
Or were you just having a senior moment?
Well, I was trying to cover you because you were preoccupied.
Just like a married couple, I see.
Yeah, don't. No, my husband says that as well. He's just like, you two on air. It's
radio married couple. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, guess what we got? We got interviews with Nikki French, Freddie Parker, and Hazel Dean. Spoke to Hazel Dean.
I apologise in advance? You're going to hear a lot of Steffi's voice on this show because the poor love, you ended up on your own down at Worcester. There was supposed to be a whole team with you.
Well, there was supposed to have been four or five of us, the others didn't make it. So but it was really good. We had VIP caravans this year.
Yes, I saw the photos. Yeah.
Now, I must apologise for those of you who don't actually appear in this show. We are putting together a special After Dark show with excerpts from both Bristol Pride and Western Pride. So if you don't make this edition, you will be on air soon.
Yeah. Sorry, it's taking a little while to edit, that's all. I'll get it done as quick as I can.
Andrew.
If you haven't heard of Shout Out After Dark, it is our second show. You can't because it's still on air.
But the context
it's broadcast on FM at midnight and it's also podcast and the like.
So
we can talk about things in a bit more detail, hence the name After Dark.
There's no watershed on radio.
No, there isn't. No.
Television, you can start swearing all you like after 9 o'clock.
Yes, you have to be sensitive to when kids could be listening. So you can do more when they're in school and you can do more when they've gone to bed.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no official watershed.
I do remember listening to the radio into midnight when I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, you were very naughty, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now, talking of being naughty, here's your jingle. So, here we go, Tara. What are we covering this week on Outshout?
Two events on Saturday, to be honest. So it's
coming Saturday.
Yeah, this coming Saturday. So the first one's at the Louisiana, which I had to go in Google search and find out where it was. And it
Louisiana,
was,
it's above OMG, isn't it?
Well, I've got it.
Oh, is that the Mauritania?
No, Louisiana is 140 Procaste Family Bar. You know where the old part of the original wall is on the other side of the harbour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a little swing bridge that doesn't work anymore. The blue one.
Yeah.
So it's just on that mini roundabout there. Oh. So you cross the swing bridge, and you head towards the little mini roundabout. It's on the left hand side.
I'm with you. Yeah, I think I'm thinking of the Mauritania. That's the one that's above.
So Cumberland Road. Yeah, that round. So anyway, that's where it is. It's on Saturday, and there's a live band on, which is a Never the Bride. So they're on 5th, a Bristol. There's tickets, 140 capacity venue. So go online and you can order the tickets.
That's going to be sold out quick because they are very popular. Yeah. Those two. Yeah, one of the girls is Bristolian, and they've been on Shout Out before.
Yes, they have. Yes.
So they're a London-based band technically. That's where they recognise it. They've been all over the world as well, Australia, London, and all this bit. So a good kind of blues rock. Yeah. So that'd be quite a good night out, I reckon. Yeah. Shame I've got the kids. Never mind. Yeah, I know. We've got to do it. And then the other one is Noisy Birds, and they're playing on Saturday as well.
Easy Ray and Co. Yes.
Yeah, and they're playing quite close to my home. Actually, they're on Fishponds Road at the Star, which was.
I thought you were going to say Aberdeen then.
I'm going home. Yeah, for a while, but no. Yeah, no. I think that would be a bit far out for a shout out event, wouldn't it? Yeah. We've not reached that far north yet, have we?
Well, we got the podcast, goes everywhere.
Yeah, true, it does.
So,
America.
So that's at the Star Inn, and the Star Inn, it is a little cosy bar. Once again, I think numbers will be limited, but I think you can turn up on the night. I didn't see any ticket prices on it. And that's at 9 p.m. at the Star. Yeah, there's plenty of parking there. It's not a problem.
Fair.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that is it.
Cool. Thank you, Tara.
That's all right. Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, now, I like that.
Yep, Nikki French. That's her brand new one. Just been released.
I've got a Nikki French jingle somewhere that she did for us.
I know, she's great. She's so bubbly.
Yeah,
Her interview's coming up in a moment. That is, as I said, her brand new one. There's different versions of that because quite a few people got hold of it and remixed it.
Oh, right.
That's a Studio 54 mix.
Wow. Cool. I love it when they do that. I don't know how the artists ever feel about the remixes they get done.
Nikki French likes that.
Does she?
Yeah, I've discussed it with her, what she thinks about the mix.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, which was one of her most famous ones, of course, got remixed loads.
To death.
Yeah. But of course it kept it playing.
It did.
So
kept it popular.
It must be quite cool if you're an artist. So I guess some of them probably don't like it.
Yeah. Right, well, we got the first part of the Western Super Rare Pride highlights. Stop it. Western Pride, yes, Nigel.
Hello, love.
You've just come off stage, welcoming everybody.
I know.
I bet you're exhausted, aren't you?
I am absolutely gone, dear, to be honest with you.
You look tad tired.
I really am. It's time for a little bit of caffeine, I think. I mean, a little bit of Red Bull or something. You know what? Look at this. This is amazing against
Steph,
isn't it? I can't believe this day.
It's families, it's mums, dads and dads, mums and mums. It's good.
Yeah, it's good vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the march was a little bit late. What happened?
Well, I think it was the samba band, Steph. They were going a bit too slow. And we wanted to get a bit of pace up along the promenade, but they wanted to keep it slow. And I get that, you know, the sun came out, it was shining, but yeah, so we're a little bit sorry we're late, but I'm sure this lot will sort it all out.
Now, it's a little bit cloudy, so what we need is gay positive thoughts, because as you know, gays control the weather.
We do indeed, and Looking all right. There's a bit of sunshine over there. Yes, I think we might be all right.
We'll be fine. Positive thinking.
It is. It is. We're all the way.
Right, just run through a few of the acts that we've got coming up for the day.
Right, so Freddie Parker, I just believe, has just arrived. So Freddie Parker from the X Factor. Hazel Dean headlining, which is going to be amazing around 4:20. Wow, Sister Singer going on. This is good. So we're going to have a bit. Oh, this is going to be beautiful.
Let's hope you can start chilling a little bit for the next few weeks after all the hard work.
I think it's time for a little bit of a holiday.
I do too.
I do too. Yeah, thanks, I love that. Nigel. Steph, thank you.
I've caught up with Freddie Parker. We're in the VIP caravan, which is quite
pleasant. Cozy.
What time's your set, Freddie?
I think I'm on at 3:10.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So yeah. A couple of hours.
A couple of hours till warm the vocals up.
Do you still get nervous?
Yes, of course. I get scared people are going to like hate me or something.
How can you say that with what you've done? Now go back so we can build up from when you actually started. Yeah. How did you get into this?
What, music?
Yes.
So I think I was like 2 and it was my brother's.
Two?
It was my brother's like 5th birthday and I could barely even talk. And I just remember my parents just said that I sung Happy Birthday like 400 times over and over and over on his birthday. And by the end of the day, we were like, shut up, Freddie. But they knew from that on that I was just a singer. And I just loved singing ever since that day and just do music. And I've just taught myself the piano and I just love like learning instruments like the violin and stuff. And then at school, I was really encouraged to like keep up with my musical stuff. And I actually nearly became a choir boy at Canterbury Cathedral, which is
really
weird. But that didn't happen. That could have been such a different path in life, but I didn't eventually do that.
Did you think you taken the right path now, seeing as where
you've gone? I think the path I've gone down is more, it's definitely more me. I think if I went down, because I know my parents especially, they're quite from a sort of an old school background, they really wanted me to go down the classical route, but I'm really happy that I've sort of stuck to what I like doing, which is the more modern pop side of music.
Now the television side, what made you get into that?
Well, to be honest, I was really battling with it because I wasn't sure whether I was good enough to go on a show like The X Factor. And I remember watching when I was little and thinking there were so many amazing people on there and they've all got these big personalities and stuff. And I just wasn't sure that was me. And I was sort of more the person just to sit in my room and just sit at my keyboard, write my own music and just, it was sort of my own little world really. But then I thought I got to an age where I was like, I really have to do something about this. If I love music so much and it's my passion and I want to go into it, I'm going to have to do something to put myself out there. And the first thing that popped into mind, the first thing that I came to was a show like The X Factor. So I thought, why not? Let's just go for it and see what happens. And then the next thing I know, all of this has happened. So it's been a bit of a crazy year, but yeah, it's been cool.
Do you do prides regularly?
I've only actually done one pride this summer. This is my second one. I did Gloucestershire Pride about a month ago. And then I think I'm doing one more in summer. But really, like, it's just an opportunity for me to go do music and celebrate and whatever I'm celebrating here and just get involved in the fun. And it's all, like, lighthearted and really nice. So, yeah, it's just
right,
fun.
Recording-wise, singles, albums?
The thing is, I want to take my time with that. I really don't want to be one of those artists that releases stuff straight off the back of X Factor. Because although X Factor has been amazing in helping me get to where I am, and I get to, obviously because of it, I get to perform here today. I do want to take my time with releasing music, and I want to make sure that when I do release music, I'm ready to release music, and I'm knowing more of the artists I am. And I still feel like I've got a lot of development to go. I feel like I'm really young, and I don't want to be rushing into anything too quickly. So I'm just being chilled, taking my time with it, and seeing how it goes.
But yeah, that sounds very mature.
Hang on, I try. You know, I try.
Do you actually write all your material, or do other people write some of them for you?
Well, I do. I go into sessions with other songwriters and producers, and then we like co-write music together. But I think I do have, you know, I do have a strong belief in the stuff that I write, and I, especially if I was going to put out an album, I wanted to be mainly stuff that I'd written. I wouldn't want to be one of those artists that just takes these ready-made pop songs from songwriters. I know that's a lot of how it's done in the industry these days, and I'd rather sort of try and stick to my own originality. I can't even say it in music, and stick to my own songwriting.
Now, you still get nervous, you were saying.
I do.
Is that every time?
It is every time. Do you know what? I feel like I've actually had a massive issue with stage fright. I remember when I played King Herod in my school nativity play when I was.
Okay,
like,
I think you just said that out loud.
So yeah, I'm admitting it now. No, even worse, I actually wet myself on stage.
No,
I was that nervous, and I still get nerves. Not quite as bad.
That's an exclusive for Shout Out.
That is an exclusive. Yeah, not a very charming one, but yeah, there you go. But yeah, I've always had stage fright. I think it's just because I do care what people think, and I just hope people like my music as much as, you know, I like performing it to them. So.
What's your favourite genre of music to listen to, not actually perform?
Thing is, I think it's really difficult with genres because I really don't like just bracketing music into one category, especially I feel like in more recent times music becomes so much more across the spectrum. It sort of blurs into many different types of genres. But I do like this whole sort of modern pop jazz. It's a sort of like Amy Winehouse sort of had a grip of that, and now it's people like Georgia Smith, Drake to a certain extent. It's that sort of pop, but they're still keeping an authentic jazz vibe to it. I kind of like that, if that makes sense.
Okay, favourite food?
Fish and chips.
No, really?
Actually, I had fish and chips. Last time I was in Western Supermare a month ago, I had fish and chips, and it was great.
Come on, so. if you're in a seaside resort, you've got
exactly,
to go to the
you've
pier.
You've got to. It was fresh, I'll tell you that. It was fresh fish, it was good.
Probably not from the River Severn, though.
Yeah, probably not from there.
Thank you, Freddie, for giving your time to us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right, just walking around the VIP area and bumped into friends of Shout Out Radio, Alan Coulthard and Rob Sainsbury. Now, Rob, you're performing later.
Yes.
But what I want to talk about is this new track that you've written specifically for the 50 year of partial decriminalisation of homosexuality.
Yes, Steffi. We came up with the idea, really, this week. It's a very, very quick turnaround. I saw a documentary, I think it was on BBC on Wednesday morning, and thought it'd be great to turn our hit from last year, the number one iTunes track, The Message, you know, number one in the vocal album chart, into a homage, really, to the decriminalisation, or partial decriminalisation,
see,
of homosexuality.
See, I missed that as well. Because people say it was the decriminalisation, but it was not, was it? It was partial.
Partial. Yes. But then on Wednesday night, I went down to Rob's, and we actually rewrote some of the lyrics, not all the lyrics, to make it appropriate for that anniversary, the 50-year anniversary. It's all moved from then very quickly, and now we've decided to make it a charity record, principally for the assistance of the people in Chechnya, the gay people in Chechnya who are being persecuted, and indeed in some cases abducted and murdered for just being gay. So that's the stage we're at the moment, and it's looking very good at the moment. We're trying to get some press and some radio. And you've kindly said you're going to play it on Monday.
It will be played
exclusive.
On the H&H. It'll be played. Yeah,
brilliant, yeah. Brilliant.
Is that on Energize Records?
No, it's not actually on Energize. The original was on Energize, but because we want to get out quickly, literally within days, we're just pressing copies ourselves in the short term. We're going to see how things go with that, and then we're going to put all the money towards the charity I just mentioned. Basically, we're going to use Stonewall and ILGA Europe in order to collect to distribute the funds.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth giving it to the president of Chechnya.
But maybe not.
Not directly, anyway.
Now you're about to go on stage. So are you going to be performing that one, or
no? Well, if we get a chance, we'll do it later on. But they're running a bit tight on time. Initially, I'm going to be doing George Michael's cover, a cover of his song, A Different Corner. It's one of my favourite songs of his, and when he passed, I just thought, I love that song. I've just got to do my own version of it. So Alan came over one day, and we put something together, and I'm really proud of it, actually. So
it is a good song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's got a lot of deeper meaning, you know, so it's one of my favourites. And I love the power notes in it as well. It's great when you're in the shower.
Really? Can we have a demonstration? Well, we're in a motorhome, so I think there's a shower, so we get you in there.
Yeah, come on then. We'll just grab the soap, somebody.
On the rope.
Yes. Sorry, I'm shying away from your microphone now because I'm blushing, really.
This is radio, Rob. You needn't have said that. Okay. I can see you blushing, but no one else can.
If you can see it through the glitter. Everyone's caked on with it here.
Aren't they? Yeah. Now, you were here last year.
Yes.
do you think is different this year, or the same vibe?
I mean, the crowd out there is filled up now. It's twice as good as last year. It's one of my favourite prides, actually. It's very intimate, I suppose. Very, very, very friendly people out there. I think you've got the best of the community here, actually.
Isn't it intimate?
Yeah.
It is. So. Yeah. Whereas, like, the bigger prides, like the Bristol one, is like a concert, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge number. But here it's like a fair, a fete, or... No. Mm. And it really is good. And it's full of families, which is
definitely
a positive.
Lots of kids, lots of kids. Having picnics on the grass.
Yes, in the cloud.
Even my young nephew showed up today. That's the first, really.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And I got my granddaughter with me, and it's her first pride as well. Yeah. So
wow. It's nice to show how far we come, really, isn't it? It's lovely that families can enjoy the whole day and the celebration as well.
Absolutely. And she's not fazed at all by the drag queens walking around. No. It's like it's just ordinary, and there's no...
Just got to look out for the show bears.
Yes, absolutely.
But I like the fact that the word pride now is sort of something associated with fun, and the kids now will be growing up and they'll think, oh, it's a pride. So, well, that wouldn't have happened 20, 30 years ago.
I guess most people just call it pride now, not gay pride, because it's more diverse, isn't it? Yeah. It's diversity pride. Yeah, fully inclusive.
Mardi Gras is sometimes used.
Yes, good word.
I think the Cardiff one tends to be called the Mardi Gras rather than pride.
They're all getting larger, though, aren't they, every single year?
Oh, well.
And the Cardiff one's expanding.
This one sold out quite quickly. And Bristol Pride was at capacity by 3 p.m.
Wow.
This year. So they are, like you say. This Pride is filled the park.
Yeah.
Bristol Pride is filled.
I guess you go to a stadium size then, don't you? That's got to be, if you want the capacity.
Do you lose, though, the intimacy that we've got here?
Yeah, they did that 1 year with Cardiff. Do you remember? You came over to that. Cardiff had it in the, Millennium Stadium. Yeah. And it wasn't very successful. So I think they abandoned it after that.
Yeah.
It lost,
I guess,
the intimacy.
The way forward, there's a Biddeford Pride. And Tiverton, there's small towns now having pride, so maybe it's starting to fragment and become more prolific but smaller.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what's happening there.
Thanks, and boys, and break a leg, Rob, for later.
Can I just say one more thing?
Oh, go on then.
We've got our new single coming out after the charity record, which will be called Out of My League. And we're looking.
Are we going to get a copy to play before it gets released?
Yes. Definitely.
Right, so we can play it before.
Yeah, but we want to concentrate on the tribute, the Message 50 at this stage.
Well, that's going to be played.
Definitely. But Out of My League is the one we're really going to be concentrating on after that. So watch out for that.
Okay.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone at BCFM as well.
Shout out. LGBT Radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Yeah. I remember when he sang live at the Shout Out Listeners Awards.
Mm.
It was absolutely phenomenal. So. Yeah.
Well, that's Alan Coulthard and Rob Sainsbury on vocals there, doing their new version of The Message 50. And all proceeds to that will be going to Chechnya charities.
Which is cool, so.
Brilliant.
So, hello, guys.
Hello.
Good evening.
So it's really weird in studio, too, isn't it? You can hear,
snug.
Hear the slightest noise. That was Matthew adjusting his seat, in case you're wondering what it was. Getting all nice and comfy.
It was Matthew, not Matthew. I thought it was two F's, not a TH.
Matthew.
Where's this come from?
So is this a Bristolian
Matthew,
thing, is it? You see, I have so many friends that I know that are Matt. It took a little while for it to sink in that you don't like Matt at all, do you?
No, because if you quite call Matt, people walk all over you.
Nice one.
I notice actually that Matt Smith, the actor, he's now calling himself Matthew Smith.
No, so you see, I've set
brings,
a trend.
Brings gravitas, doesn't it? Yeah.
Gravit what?
Gravitas.
Sorry.
That's a type of salmon, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought you said, I was just going to say, he grabbed his what?
Anyway, enough of that. Let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 3rd of August.
A consultation on the provision of HIV services took place at City Hall on Wednesday. A packed meeting room saw a diverse range of people from different backgrounds giving powerful and emotional testimonies to the services provided by the Bristol charity Brigstow. Its mission is to enhance the quality of life for people living with HIV, yet it faces losing 100% of the financial assistance it receives from the council each year. That's around £85,000. AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, or ACT UP, were there to give their support too, and their spokesperson Dave King talked to Shoutout about the proposed cuts.
So ACT UP Bristol, we're a non-partisan group of individuals that work together to support people in Bristol living with HIV. We're here to challenge the council on their imposing cuts on HIV services in Bristol. We're hoping that they'll actually listen to us and understand that people living in Bristol with HIV face a multitude of problems, stigma and discrimination, and that we need specialist services.
Brigstow expects to learn the results of that consultation and the proposed cuts to its budget by early December this year.
Broadcast regulator Ofcom has used its ultimate sanction against a community radio in Sheffield for transmitting extremist language and actually revoked its broadcast licence. Iman FM was taken off the air after making what was described as an extremely serious breach of the broadcasting code. The station had managed to broadcast several hours of lectures by a now deceased cleric called Anwar Al-Qadi, whose misogynist, anti-Semitic and homophobic speeches were compounded by his calls for attacks on the West and his alleged links to Al-Qaeda.
The Bristol-based singer Elizabeth Fraser, whose bewitching qualities have made her an indie and underground rock icon, made a rare public appearance last Monday at the Royal Albert Hall, where she was in conversation as guest of gay songwriter John Grant. Miss Fraser was the vocalist for an acclaimed indie band called Cocteau Twins, whose ethereal sound was labelled dream rock and was one of the defining pillars of indie in the 1980s. Fraser is, however, best known for her vocals to the hit track Teardrop by Bristol-based Massive Attack. All proceeds of Grant and Fraser's appearance went to the LGBT campaigning charity Stonewall.
A Labour Party councillor in London has been suspended from the party and is under investigation after many years of making immoderate and inflammatory homophobic remarks on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Chika Amadi is a Christian fundamentalist, and a report by journalists at Pink News found that she had been posting hate speech on the web for at least the last 5 years. Amadi appears to have compounded her current predicament by threatening everyone who complained about her, including people from other political parties. She claimed that the God she is allied to would permanently put to sleep her opponents, and that this God would further arrange for vultures to peck out the eyes of her enemies.
The communist daily paper Morning Star led on Friday with a response to Theresa May's interview with Pink News. The paper pointed out that Mrs. May had voted against nearly every gay and transgender law reform over the last 15 years. Now, the Prime Minister told Pink News that the Conservative Party had got it wrong on LGBT rights in the past.
India has gained its first LGBT radio programme. Ishka FM, a romantic music station broadcasting to the Delhi, Mumbai and Kolkata municipalities, has invited the gay activist Harish Iyer to host a weekly magazine programme at 12 noon on Sundays. Harish said, "My intent is to keep it as inclusive and personable as possible. Radio is a very personal medium. Homosexuality is currently illegal in India, although colonial era laws are likely to be struck down in the near future."
And on the eve of a major new biopic of his life, The Guardian has published an appreciation of the gay erotic artist Tom of Finland. Tom, or to use his real Finnish name, Tuukko, lived between 1920 and 1991, and his artwork gave permission for gay and bisexual men to explore their masculine side, when many of the stereotypes of gay men rigidly codified feminine-type behaviours. The new film of his life and work will be showing at the Watershed in Bristol next week.
For these news stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout podcast.
Ooh. Hazel Dean, she sung that at Western Pride.
What year was that?
And,
do you know?
No. No, I should have looked that up, shouldn't I? How remiss of me.
Sorry, I wonder, because it sounds more like an 80s track, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, she was prolific in the 80s and 90s, Hazel. Yeah. I do interview her. The interview is coming up, and in the VIP motorhome with
the stars.
I know, and she was with
her wife. I did like the motorhome. It was really cool. I saw all the photos you were posting up on. I think they went up on our shout-out page on Facebook, didn't they?
They were only little ones, though.
Only little ones?
Little ones, yes. Yeah, we were bigging them up.
Oh, you mean the camper? Sorry, I thought they were about the photos. I was thinking. No, I can't remember them being little photos.
Hazel Dean was. I caught her in the VIP motorhome with her wife and their young kiddie.
That sounds really wrong.
And what?
You caught her in the motorhome.
I did. Well, you'll see when you get. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah.
Run,
sure?
Run, reel one. Just chuck some cheesy chips down my throat because it's lunchtime here at Western Supermare Pride, as you do. And then I saw Nikki French walk through the access point to the VIP area, and I just chased her down. So I'm chancing indigestion, Nikki.
Hey, I'm looking for the cheesy chips. You've mentioned those now. Where are they?
Over the other side. It's quite a walk, and you've got to trip over quite a few bodies.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, it's that good a pride already, is it?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the important things. You've got a new track out.
Yes,
which
I have.
I've actually played.
Have you? Do you like it?
Yeah, I played it on my own show, H&H. That's out now, isn't it?
It's out now, yes. Teardrops on the Disco Floor on Energize Records. You can buy it on iTunes. You can buy it from the record company. You can buy it anywhere.
Or hear it on 93.2 on Monday mornings.
Absolutely. Yes. I hope you're going to play it more than one.
Oh, of course I am. Yeah.
And I'll be singing it tonight. It's Cameo, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes. So, yes, I will be singing it tonight.
Yeah. Good luck with tonight.
Thank you.
You
so
go and
much.
Grab some cheesy chips.
I'm going to find them. They sound good. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki French.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Right, This Human Condition. You've just been on stage and you're slightly damp, boys, aren't you? How do you think it went?
All right, yeah. People are saying that the crowd were quite engaged. I was just sort of focused on what I needed to do, but it looked good from where I was stood.
Now, the producer, you were just sulking saying that no one's interested in the producer, and I got you here. What did you think of their performance?
I thought it was really good, actually. It's always awkward choosing the correct songs, especially at an event like this. But I think they chose wisely, and it came across really well, I thought.
Now, you were saying off mic just now about how the atmosphere of the place is slightly different to the larger Pride.
Completely different to what I was expecting from a Pride event, because generally Pride events are little more than a music festival, but this one has more of an intimate family, almost like a large summer fete sort of vibe.
It is, isn't it? I get that same vibe. Yeah. Did you get that when you were on stage?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there was a lot of engagements and a lot of smiles coming my way. You know, even with the unusual material we do.
You are unique.
Well, I'd like to hope we portray that. Yes.
Sorry, what was that?
We're freaks.
Really? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, like loving the alien.
Describe now. I've seen your act before when we were doing a fundraiser for Bristol Pride. Can you explain what sort of act it is?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're an electronic act. We call our genre electronic handbag punk.
Oh, handbag punk. I'm liking that already.
Handbag punk. And I guess we've been described as Erasure meets... Early Depeche Mode meets a darker Erasure, or The Prodigy meets Boy George.
Really? That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
See, I'd never have thought of that. They would have taken an X.
There's a David Bowie thing going on today. We've camped it up for Pride. But normally we're not in this camp. That we embrace it, you know. We're not,
it's good.
We certainly have performance art in our stage acts.
You do, and obviously being radio, can't see the makeup, but the makeup is good. The makeup is good, yeah. And I love that suit you wear as well, because you wore that before at the other event I saw you at. Is the makeup and the suit significant to the act? How did you choose that?
It is kind of significant. It just sort of came together, and we haven't got any specific agenda with it. We just...
Okay, he has perhaps...
This is a nod to Lee Barry.
A what?
Oh, yes. Lee Bowery,
right?
who is a performance artist. Boy George wrote a musical, Taboo, and Lee Barry was in that. He used to be in the Clove Show. Look him up, he's brilliant.
Okay, now I describe it, there's some green and orange makeup going on underneath the eyes, and there's some green stripes coming off the
like a big bird has done a
that's true, it's like a seagull, but it's a fluorescent green poop.
So that's the look. So that's just a nod. Normally, like, I would have to shave this off and do the whole makeup thing, which
is... Were you thinking of seagull poop when you actually put it on your head?
Yes.
Novel. Good. Thank you for talking to me. And we hope to drag you into the studio at some point as well, including the producer. Yes. You're not left out.
He lives in Bridgend, but he should.
If you really
Bridgend, don't say you.
We want him to play with us soon. I mean, in the synth.
Nah, I belong in the studio. Not on stage with you freaks.
So you've got an up-to-date passport to get into England, I take it, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I spend more time in England than I do in Wales.
Well, welcome. Thanks, boys. Thank you very much. I bumped into Hazel Dean and dragged her into a motorhome, like you do.
Yes. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yes. Is this your first Pride, or have you done lots before?
Oh, God. I've been doing Prides for, like, 40-odd years.
You're prolific.
I am, yes. I did one of the very first Prides in, is it Jubilee Gardens in London?
Did you?
Back in 1983 or 84, so, right. Yeah.
When did your career first start?
Oh, when I was 17, darling. It was years ago.
Yeah?
To be honest with you, I've been in the industry more or less all my life. This morning, because I stayed over a lot, I came up yesterday and we went out and had a lovely dinner last night. And this morning, my partner and her and our little girl, and our little girl.
Who's opposite? What's your name?
Stevie.
Stevie, that's a lovely name.
Thank you.
Yeah. They went on the march and I sort of laid in bed a bit longer, really. And anyway, I came out to see the march and the parading along the prom and there's the drummers and things. It was fantastic. And I was already starting to feel, I started to get a bit emotional, really. And because I've never been on a gay parade before. And Becky and Stevie go, come on, come. So I went on the parade and I was so emotional. It really got to me. It's really overwhelming.
Aren't they? They do have that effect.
I wasn't expecting it. And Nigel was there, and he came and put his arm around me.
Lovely.
Yeah, he's a smashing guy, yeah. And, yeah, it's quite an experience, actually. So, yeah, thought I'd share that with you. Yeah, no, it's good. It was just quite an experience, actually. Yeah. I won't forget that.
Hazel Dean, thank you.
Thank you.
Stevie, thank you.
Thank you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
That's a London beat. You like that one, don't you? You picked them all, so you like them all, don't you?
Well, I picked them mainly because they were all involved in Western Pride.
Yeah.
Except this one.
Yeah. Yeah. It was this for me, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Was there something you wanted to say to all our listeners?
Well, I did think it was funny that when you were interviewing, you turned around and said, I caught you and your wife in the car, and she went, oh, that sounds a bit naughty. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that.
Dragged into the camper van.
Yeah. So now, we did want to say hello. We've seen on Twitter that certain people are listening via those Amazon Echo Dots. Aren't they?
Yes. So, Alexa, turn all the lights off.
Stevie falls out the bath and goes running downstairs.
There's probably a few thousand homes across the country just gone dark.
Sorry.
Yes.
So the best one is if you say Alexa tea coffee black hot. Because it's a reference to Star Trek, and she comes back and says, I'm sorry, but the replicators are not online at the moment.
Oh, that's very much an in-joke, isn't it? That's wonderful.
It's quite funny.
That's brilliant.
So you can do all kinds of fun. You can ask her to do a barrel roll, and she tells you how cylindrical she is and can't do it. It's really, really funny. And around Christmas time, you can ask her where Santa is, and she'll tell you and things like that.
Ooh. that's
good. It's just really good for the kids.
Is that our first reference of the year to the C word?
No. I got told off because Steph did that the other week.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I tripped over the C word.
Anyway, right, we got another Pride one, haven't we?
I went out into the audience and there was a stand and a couple of groups. I won't go into detail because obviously the interview does do that. But it's about everything that comes after LGBTQ. Step on it, Western Pride for Shout Out. The acts continue. And I'm with Tom and Mikey. Is that right? I got that right.
That's right.
Yeah. And now you're two separate groups that are linked. Now, is that Pieces of Ace, an asexual podcast, which you do, and My Umbrella LGBT Plus? Please explain. LGBT plus, because you take all the initials after LGBT.
That's exactly that. So we realised quickly running our own event, Reading Pride, that there was a lot more to sexuality and gender than just LGBT. Then we've got asexuality, pansexuality, and then when we're dealing with also gender as well, so intersex, for example, doesn't get talked about enough. And we just think we want to encompass everything together. And, you know, we are one united group. You know, it's not just about LGBTs, everybody, and everyone being included.
How big is your group? How long have you been going?
My Umbrella itself has only been running for about 2 years, but it's built on the success of our main Pride event.
Okay. Now, were you here last year at Weston?
No, we are our first time here.
This is your first time?
Yes.
You need to get up to Bristol Pride as well, I think. Spread yourself around.
Absolutely.
Hey, right, now, Pieces of Ace, yes. The asexual podcast.
Yeah.
Explain.
So, basically, me, my husband, and a couple of asexual friends, we're all asexual, and a couple of years ago, we realised that the online community for asexuality, there isn't really much of a face-to-face kind of medium, if you like. So we came up with the idea of doing a podcast through YouTube, and there's about five of us all together. We take it in turns to do these different episodes every week on YouTube, talking about different issues related to asexual people, the community, and getting people involved. So we have people phoning in and talking to us online from all over the world. And alongside that, we go to the Pride event. So we're here today in Weston. We've done loads so far this year. And we're always amazed because we meet people who watch us on YouTube, who we've never seen before. They obviously recognise us. And we've kind of got this community that's even though we've never really met in person, we've been in touch with them online and through, you know, various ways to get in touch. So it's amazing to meet people, and also just to spread awareness of asexuality, because again, it is quite under-researched, not really well known.
It is, because when we're doing Shout Out Radio,
yeah,
it's usually all about LGBT and the Q, maybe intersex, but asexual, it's hardly covered anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly recent in terms of it being mainstream, I guess. I mean, we've only had a flag for the last sort of 6 years. Before that, we were basically just on one forum, which is called the Asexual Visibility and Education Network. Since then, we've obviously expanded to appear at, you know, the Pride as Pieces of Ace. There's other asexual websites and forums available. And it's just blossomed in the last sort of 5 or 6 years. It's become more of a thing. So I reckon probably in the future it'll become even bigger. But it's just great to see it growing year on year.
Yeah. So people, Pieces of Ace, YouTube, go there, watch.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
They sounded nice.
Yeah, they were a really good group. Yeah. Two separate individual organisations that have actually linked up because they had more in common than they realised at the beginning. But that's it, I guess.
That's very quick, wasn't it? Anyway, that's it. We're out of here. That was a very packed show. It's
back next week, same time, same channels.
Next week, we've got Brigstow Project in the studio.
As well as Anne Coulthard and Rob Sainsbury.
Yeah, also known as Scar, I think.
For the podcast, go to shoutoutradio.lgbt.
But until next time, when we rock your rainbow, what
do I think you'd say that? I didn't think you'd read the script.
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.